Welcome to the Lebo Lion Show, the biggest marketing and business podcast on the African continent. This is a learning hub where we share marketing, social media, and monetization resources that entrepreneurs, professionals, and creatives need to build the lives and businesses of their dreams. We do this through masterclasses and conversations with experts and thought leaders in various industries. On this podcast, we believe that your mindset is the most powerful tool you have to succeed. Come on a journey with us. Let's explore the world of business, money, and mindset from a growth perspective. Are you ready to go? Because 2023 has started and it's about to become the best year of your life. My name is Lebo Lion, the voice of marketing, and I will be your host for the Lebo Lion Show. Let's go. Hi tribe, this year I really want to take us through the process of building a brand to help entrepreneurs, professionals and creatives realize the value of building a brand, building a business, monetizing your brand and the business models that help us achieve our goals. If you've been following me on Instagram, you'll have already seen that I've started a series of brand building masterclasses that will be conducted online, some free and some paid. The aim of these masterclasses are to help people understand how to use traditional and digital marketing to build a monetizable brand and business. You know, sometimes when I say digital, it feels like I'm missing the word. But I hope that all of you are hearing me when I say digital marketing. And it's just a tool of the trade. Sometimes I speak really fast. And I'm hoping that in this podcast, I'm speaking at a pace where you can all hear me. Why do I always talk about building a brand first? Because I believe that a brand is the long-term compounding investment that is derived from the intrinsic value of everything that you've put into your offering in order to have a competitive advantage and sustainable existence in the market. Basically, it means that when you've built a brand, it should be able to pay you while you sleep, make product diversification easier, and give you the credibility you need to be a top-of-mind choice for collaboration and commercial opportunities. Brand is powerful, and I think so many of us are not even aware of the power, and corporates aren't even aware of how to trace the effect of brand on the bottom line. And when there are layoffs, when there's something wrong in the company, people say, well, the marketing department can't help. But actually, if we really focused on brand and how it ties into the entire value chain, I think we'd be able to save more jobs, make more money, and create better products. That's my stance on it. Controversial, I know, but some people don't agree. And that's where the conversation starts. Today, I want to dive into the nitty-gritties of defining your USP. Your USP is your unique selling proposition or your unique selling point. This is the one thing that you're actually competing on in the market. And this is why it has to be part of your brand messaging. And in order for us to unearth your USP, you need a positioning statement. These are one or two lines that stake your claim in the market. It helps you answer the questions about your brand and forms your brand tagline. And I know this conversation is going to be a little bit technical because I have to define everything so we're on the same page. So bear with me, keep up with me. But I swear to you, if you write some things down and then you go back home and go to the drawing board, you're going to understand why I had to break down the definitions the way I did, so you can use them practically in your business or in your personal brand. Before we go into or through the simple positioning statement format that I have for you guys, and it's free and it's beautiful and it's simple, I want us to explore some brands and their positioning statement. Please note that when you are creating a positioning statement for your brand or your business, it will look and sound different for the different stages that your business goes through. As your business matures, you have to do less practical explaining or introducing, and you have to start giving prospects more of an experience and a dream and a vision. And another point of clarity that I need to make is that there is a difference between a slogan and a positioning statement. Yes, my friends, there's a difference between a slogan and a positioning statement. Because I've already defined a positioning statement, I will define a slogan in this part of the podcast. A slogan is a catchphrase representing a product and a company, communicating the key message you want consumers to associate with your brand. A slogan allows your business to be on the front lines and become relevant and memorable to a worldwide audience. And this paves the way to its key trait. Slogans must be memorable. I mean, the most popular slogan for me that I can think of right now is "Just Do It" by Nike, or Nike, depending on how you choose to pronounce it. But a slogan must be memorable. Slogans give people an insight into what your business stands for and how your product or services benefit them. Naturally, a slogan must relate to your brand, but it must also paint an invisible picture of what your brand stands for. A great slogan is one that represents the essence of your business, its mission, vision, and goals. Though some slogans are often just a few words, they can take hours, weeks, or even months to perfect. So please keep that in mind, that the process of branding, brand building, marketing, it takes time. And I will keep saying this in every single podcast until you guys get tired of it, because you understand that it takes time. I want to go back to our positioning statement and go back to the nitty-gritty of it as well, because I know that we went into sloganing what it means, and maybe we could have forgotten what a positioning statement is, which is what this podcast is about. A positioning statement helps you make key decisions that affect your customers' perception of your brand. A tagline or a slogan is an external statement used in your marketing efforts. That's how they are different. Insights from your positioning statement can be turned into taglines, but it's important for us to distinguish the two. And now that we have a picture, or at least a vague understanding of what a positioning statement is compared to a tagline or a slogan, I want to give you the format of the positioning statement that I've created for you that is free. And you can also find it underneath in the description section of this podcast. After which we will go through brands, some brands, and their positioning statements, so you can understand what it looks like and sounds like in real life. I'm going to use two different formats. This format that I'm giving you on purpose because it's a great format to use on your online assets as well. Unlike some of the positioning statements that I'll share from brands that we love that were not conceived online or conceived in a digital era. So your positioning statement should go something like this. We offer, insert product or service, four, insert target market, two, insert value proposition. Unlike, insert the alternative, we insert key differentiator. For example, we offer water bottles to help hikers stay hydrated while reducing their carbon footprint. Unlike other water bottle brands, we plant a tree for every bottle you buy. Now, I want you to think of your brand or your business as we're going through this. And your positioning statement needs to be very clear. It's about how you're different to your competitors. It's about how you're existing in the market. It's about your USP as well and what your product or service really is, right? If you are doing it properly, then your positioning statement will introduce you to the market and make it clear where you belong and how you are competing. Let's go through a couple of our favorite brands that actually use positioning statements really well. And then we'll go through the format they've used for their positioning statements so that we can all be on the same page. The first company that uses or has a very good positioning statement is Airbnb. Airbnb's positioning statement is, for local and international travelers, Airbnb is the only booking website that connects you to unique experiences all over the world because we offer the largest selection, most diverse, top-rated and personalized places to stay. If we have to dissect this positioning statement, they've mentioned their target audience, which is local and international travelers. They've spoken about their market category or the industry, which is travel booking website. They've shared their point of difference or the USP, which is the only website that connects you to unique experiences all over the world. And then they've told you why you need to believe in them, which is they are large, diverse, and highly rated selection, right? So they're showing you why and where they're positioned in the market. Another great example of this is Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola's positioning statement is, for individuals looking for high quality drinks, Coca-Cola is a wide range of the most refreshing beverage that delivers happiness, unlike other beverage options, so that they can enjoy a Coca-Cola drink and make a positive difference in their lives because the brand is intensely focused on the needs of customers. That's a long one, but that is their positioning statement. And it's great because they speak about their target audience, which is individuals looking for high quality drinks, their market category, which is refreshing beverages, their point of difference, which is delivers happiness unlike other beverage options, and the reason to believe is the brand is intensely focused on the needs of customers. The last brand we're going to use as an example is McDonald's, and I hope these are helping you understand how positioning statements are crafted and why they're so important. McDonald's positioning statement is, for individuals looking for a quick service restaurant with an exceptional customer service, McDonald's is a leader in the fast food industry with its friendly service and consistency across thousands of convenient locations. McDonald's dedication to improving operations and customer satisfaction sets it apart from other fast food restaurants. So here we have the target audience, which is individuals looking for a quick service restaurant. The market category is fast food industry. Point of difference is dedication to improving operations and customer satisfaction. And the reason to believe is friendly service and consistency across thousands of convenient locations. Now, creating a positioning statement is a powerful part of building your brand. Please don't undermine this step in a desperate attempt to sell. I know we keep telling you guys to sell, and you must sell. Selling is good and selling is important. And the question that a positioning statement aims to answer is, what am I selling and to who am I selling it to? It answers that question to you and it answers that question to your market. If you don't have the information, you will not be able to sell properly. And I know that this podcast was a mouthful. Don't hesitate to play it over and over again until the concept sinks in. And that's how I personally learn complex things and, lessons. I learn them through repetition. For us to go back into our positioning statement and just to identify the core elements of a positioning statement, I want us to think of these four main components. First is the target audience, which is the people who you've identified to most likely buy your product. It is not necessarily your actual customer because those could be different things, but you do need to think about your target audience when you are creating your positioning statement. The second component is market category. This is the industry that your product or service is in. For example, BMW's market category is cars. If you want to stand out, try to describe your category in a creative way. For example, BMW lies in the category of cars, but its slogan is the ultimate driving machine. Your positioning statement can inspire your slogan. The third component is point of difference. This is the heart of a positioning statement. This is where you need to identify how you are superior to your competitors. Remember, sum up your point of difference with words that aren't generic. This is where you get your thesaurus, you know your synonyms and your antonyms. Use your words, guys. They're very important. For example, don't say that your bank is the most trustworthy. Instead, say why your bank is the most trustworthy. And the fourth component to your positioning statement is a reason to believe. People want to make sure that you can do what you say you can do. So give them a reason to believe your promise. This reason should dissolve any doubts that they have about your brand. Your proof could be anything from how your product is made to customer testimonials, or it could be some features of your product or the awards you've won. And now that you can craft your positioning statement, I want you to seriously sit down and think about what your current positioning statement is, if you have one. If you don't have one, ask yourself why. And then let's refine and iterate until we get the positioning statements that allow us to sell and allow us to build brands that can make money for us whilst we sleep. And as we go our separate ways, in the end of this podcast, I'd like to share this quote with you that I think summarizes the importance of a positioning statement. And this is a quote by Rebecca Mark, where she says, "If you don't distinguish yourself from the crowd, you will just be the crowd." Ooh, that's powerful. I'll say it one more time. A quote by Rebecca Mark. She says, "If you don't distinguish yourself from the crowd, you will just be the crowd." Guys, thank you once again for tuning in. And please follow us on the socials, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at @LebelLion_SA or at The Label Lion Show. And let's talk. Leave your comments underneath this podcast. Let me know what you think. Share your positioning statement if you think it's a great one. Let's engage. Let's work with each other. I think there's something here. There's something in this community that allows us all to be great. So let's tap into it more and let's have conversations. Until next week, Godspeed and keep safe.